I have a song going round in my mind, as is often the case with me in the mornings. But this one's been going round in my mind for several days. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. And I find that when something like that is going round in my mind, that actually God's put his finger on an area of my life. An area where maybe I'm seeing recalcitrance in another, laziness, slowness, sluggishness. And he's saying, all you need is love. All you need is patience, kindness, gentleness, long-suffering, self-control. It's never the other fellow I find. It's always me. No matter what comes at me, from other people. It's not them that God is looking at, but my reaction or my response, hopefully. Not been doing too well the last couple of days, but here I sit doing a review over what's happened and seeing so clearly God's fine hand of orchestrating these situations so that I might learn to love. Love isn't a warm fuzzy, beloved. Love isn't common love, sexual love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love suffers long. Keeps no record of wrong. It's gentle. It's patient. And it is self-controlled. From where I sit, it's going to take me a lifetime to learn to love properly. But at least I understand that what is happening on the inside is what he's doing in me. There's a rule of life there, you know, in the spirit. What you're apologising for is what God is doing in you. And what you're praying for most is what he's doing through you. So a good way to start your review every day is to just check out what you're apologising for. Because hopefully you are sensitive enough to the old man within you that you are taking time to apologise to God for your loss of temper, your sharpness, the bitter word, the angry word, the shortness of temper, the grouse, the grumble. If you're not, can I suggest that you need to up your God consciousness? You need to up your consciousness of what he's doing in you as well as what he's doing through you. All you need is love. God bless you.